Since we have a way now of indirectly getting at another memory location through a pointer, what we can do now is simulate what we call reference semantics. Recall that all functions in C pass their arguments by value. That means a copy is made. And so if you make any changes to that formal parameter value in a function, it makes no difference whatsoever on the original argument because a copy was sent to the function. Well, if you want to have reference semantics, you can do it kind of coming in the back door. What you can do is instead of passing a value, pass a pointer, pass the address of something. And then in your function, you receive that address as a pointer, and then you can go through that pointer and make a change at whatever memory location you're wanting to make a change at. So it's really kind of a simulation of reference semantics. You have to do it through pointers. You don't have direct support in the C language, but the interesting thing is that C++ does support it. C++ has what we call reference parameters. They have a thing called a reference. But C doesn't, and interestingly enough, neither does Java.